When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Sal.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safe with Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Scar Nation.
Perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you.
Watching you.
He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. Just stand and fight. All men create living inequality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Must be free.
Yeah. to dance, but I don't know what to do. Hey, rude boy, can I copy you? Tell him what to do. There's a certain club on the Scott side of town. Every time I pass by, I hear that certain sound. It seems to thrive on that upbeat time. The way they dance to it blows my mind. Show him what to do. Twist, twist, twist and shake and twist, twist, twist and shake and shake, shake, shake and twist and shake.
Guitar.
Sound that I love is called ska. I can't pick you tell, but my ma and my pa. Now every time I hit, I know just what to do. I skate so hard, might be turned black and blue. Now he knows just what to do. I just twist, twist, twist and shake and twist, twist, twist and shake and shake, shake, shake and twist and shake.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
You know the latest brain. You know your brain.
Die. If there's not a better song that represents the 80s, then shoot me. Painters and Dockers. I've been into a really mod ska vein of form in the last few days, and I thought tonight I'm going to find a lot of those mod ska revival tunes and just top off the show, because this is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy Pitbull, and I aim to please. And if you weren't pleased by that, then I really do apologize. I thought we were going to get back into the swing of things this week, but I've been really busy again. And I did some research, and we're up to the letter Q in my quest in the alphabet of ska. And I didn't have time to start finding Q bands. I'm really sorry. So next week, people, I'll be back on the Q bands. And I think I didn't look up what year we're on. I think it's 1993, possibly. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Next week, we're back to normal, all right? I promise you that. So Mod Ska Band, the best of Mod Ska there. Or was it Mod Ska Revival? I am not too sure. Anyway, let's go through what we topped off the show with. We kicked off this week's show with The View out of Ukraine. Ukraine Must Be Free off their Green album in 2017. Now, I was toying with whether we should move on from The View, but I've kind of decided in my mind that the VO are representative, that's a good word, representative of oppressed areas of music, all right? So the VO don't just represent Ukraine, they represent Palestine, they represent Myanmar, Taiwan, they represent Israel, they represent South Sudan, Somaliland, all these places that are under duress right now, the VO represent them. So whether or not you agree or disagree with what's going on around the world, I'd like to use the VO as our figurehead, our representatives of oppressed countries or regions or areas or peoples. Okay, you can use a website called bandcamp.com if you want to support bands that are in compromised areas. Do you like this? I'm being rather political here. It's not good for me. If you want to support bands that are in compromised areas, go on Bandcamp. Do a location search. Put in Kiev. Put in West Bank. Put in the Golan Heights. Put in Cleveland. Put in whatever you like. Canberra, if you're in Australia. Oh, there's a bloody cyclone in North Queensland right now. They've had mountains of rain. Queensland is going to get a year's... this is no joke. Queensland, Southeast Queensland especially, the forecast, they're going to get a year's worth of rain in 48 hours. I kid you not. So put in Brisbane, by all means. Anyway, you can buy digital music from those bands that aren't playing, aren't recording new music. You can support the bands. If you buy digital music, or I don't know if you're going to get merch or hardware like vinyl or CDs or whatever. So you can buy digital music. That money will go directly to the bands. It won't go to a government putting money towards a war effort. So bandcamp.com, location search. It doesn't have to be a ska band, but from my point of view, please support ska bands all around the world. There's not many ska bands actually in the black, so to speak. Please support ska if you can. Choose a band, choose a region, buy their digital music. Easy as that. We move on to Mod Ska Revival. We started off with the Merton Parkers out of South London. 1979, Give It To Me Now. That was their follow-up to their top 40 hit, You Need Wheels, off their Face in the Crowd album. Then we went south of South London to Brighton, the Lambrettas. Dance! Off their Beat Boys in the Jet Age album, 1980. That got to number 12 in the UK charts. That was also a follow-up to a bit of a hit. Number 7 in the UK charts of Poison Ivy. Where do we go, though? Montreal in Canada. I'm going to play hockey. Going to go curling at the Bonspiel, eh? Ska-O-Go-Go off the Long Distance Beat EP from 1984. That band, Beat Direction. Need to look into more of Beat Direction because I've listened to that EP today and it's rather good. It really is. Right up my street, actually. From Canada, we went to Los Angeles, the Untouchables, who, weirdly enough, when they first started, they were Soul Ska Mod Revival, I've read today. We know them as one of the US's first ever ska bands. Out of Los Angeles, their debut single, Twist and Shake, from 1982. Secret Affair, one of the most famous mod ska revival songs going. Time for Action off their Glory Boys album. Got to number 13 in the UK charts. Secret Affair been playing live recently as well, which is fantastic. And then we finished off with Australia's potentially most prominent, I guess, mod revival bands, the Painters and Dockers, Die Yuppie Die. You heard a live version of that off Kiss My Art. They got to number 23 in the Aussie charts from 1987. Those guys got together in 1982. I try to do a bit of research into mod ska revival in Australia, and there's quite a few bands, mainly around Sydney, to be honest. The All-Nighters were actually thrown into the mix with bands like The Sets, The Introverts, and stuff like that. I did try and find some appropriate tunes, but it's a bit few and far between, unfortunately. So I will look more into that. But I do promise next week we will be back into Q bands. So if you've got any suggestions, please follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. If you've got Q bands that play ska, please let me know. They don't have to be mainstream. Yeah, all those Q mainstream bands. No, Queen didn't do a ska song. Well, perhaps they did. I don't know. They were around in the 80s. I wonder if there is a Queen back catalogue song that's ska. I reckon they must have toyed with it. Most bands did back then. In fact, I've got a few for tonight. Well, one at least. Anyway, this is Ska Nation Radio with Beefies, the world's number one ska radio show. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the gospel of ska. Thank you for spending a bit of time with me, the Big Beef Man himself. Right, we are going to go up to the Sunshine Coast because there's a brand new release in Australia and it's just come out today. They made it to the best of the rest in Beefy's best tunes of 2023. They are the Sunny Coast Rude Boys. They're more well known for doing covers and making older style music their own, but this is an original. It is Saturday Night, brand new from the Sunny Coast Rude Boys. Hi, Meg, if you're listening.
Saturday night, you and Candy, we feel all right. Drink our three, and soon you are needed in trouble. Nothing to say, say it too loud. Won't back down, too drunk, too proud. Rough and tough on a Saturday night. Double lively, now you're in the fight. Street, try to stop ya, even try to warn ya. You just couldn't see all the trouble that's coming round the corner. Nothing to say, saying it too loud. Won't back down, too drunk, too proud. Rough and tough on a Saturday night. Double lively, now you're in the fight. Bad boy looks down his nose at you, wants to turn your face black and blue. Couple shots and you're brave again. Couple more turns the mice into men. Oi, oi, oi. You're in trouble. Oi, oi, oi. Streets are dark, make your own way home. No one around, you're all alone. Every shadow has a glint of steel over your shoulder. Nothing to say, saying it too loud. Won't back down, too drunk, too proud. Rough and tough on a Saturday night. Double lively, now you're in the fight.
Joe Gittleman, formerly of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. A track that was released as part of the Bedtime Records Wavebreaker series. Wavebreaker number 4 came out in June last year. That track was called Carry O. And I have to make an apology to Joe Gittleman and crew, because Carry O should have been in at least the Best of the Rest of 2023, because that is a top tune. So I do apologise. Overlooked on behalf of the Big Beef Man. Ah, yeah, should have been in there. It's as simple as that. So, apologies to Joe and everyone else involved in Carry O and Bedtime Records. Before that, Sunny Coast Rude Boys' brand new single has just come out today. World premiere for Beefy! Saturday Night is the name of that one. Now, I do have some Joe Gittleman news, actually. Joe's formed a new band called The Kilograms, and they have just been announced on Supernova International Ska Festival 2024! Which is absolutely fantastic for The Kilograms. They will be a valued addition to that bill. Other bands that have been named so far: the Mad Caddies, who just headlined Ska Nation 2023. Inspector. The Pioneers from Jamaica. The Pie Tasters, Big D and a Kids Table. The Slackers, Flying Raccoon Suit, Coolidge, Los Mal Hablados. And apparently another 20 bands, including headliners, to be named. So we are looking forward to the complete Supernova International Ska Festival 2024, September in Fort Wayne, Virginia, I think, or Pennsylvania, one of the two, or I haven't got in front of me. Anyway, it's in Fort Wayne. That could even be wrong now. Supernova, it's in America in September on the East Coast-ish. I think it's Virginia. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, one of the bands that I didn't name as part of Supernova 2024 are reforming for Supernova 2024. They're called Skavuvi and the Epitones. They released an album called Fat Footing on this day in 1995. We are going to do On This Day in Ska! Number one track off Fat Footing from Scavovie and the Ebertones out of Boston is called Cat Juice. Good way to kick off on this day in ska.
We'll be right back. don't he go so high? But no worries, man, no worries. It's been in the shade of that mango tree. Oh, it's been down here, sweet honey. She loves you, love them, yeah, I love you. No one can ever make you smile so.
It's a Prozac, man. Pay me no mind.
Good is that live Hepcat off their Right on Time album. No Worries live version there that came out on this day in 1998. Now, if you haven't got that album and you haven't heard it, please, please, please check it out. It is one of the best ska albums of all time. Yeah. It is. It's just a complete album. It is so good. It really is so good. It's casual, it's laid back. And now we're not talking third wave ska punk now. We're talking ska rock steady style. Absolute throwback. Yeah, please check them out. Hepcat, Right on Time. Before that, Skavuvi and the Epitones released Fat Footin' out on this day, 1995. Number one track off that album is Cat Juice. Now, Skavuvi and the Epitones haven't played for a long, long time, but they are reforming for Supernova. I have researched during those songs and found out that it is actually Fort Monroe, Virginia, not Fort Wayne, Indiana, or Fort Wayne, Pennsylvania. Fort Monroe, Virginia, between 13th and 15th of September. Tickets are on sale right now, people. Skavuvi and the Epitones, Inspector, the Pioneers, Jamaica's legendary pioneers, the Pie Tasters, Big D and the Kids Table, the Slackers, Mad Keddies, the Kilograms, featuring Joe Gittleman, Flying Raccoon Suit, Coolidge, Los Mal Hablados, and another 20 bands to be announced. We are in the middle of On This Day in Ska. Do you want a double On This Day in Ska? On this day in 2013, the Resignators from here in Victoria, Australia, put out an album called Down in Flames. Also, happy birthday, Mr. Steve Douglas, lead guitarist of The Resignators, former founding... Can you be a former founding member? You are always a founding member. Former member, but founding member of the gore punk metal band Gwar. I made that gore punk thing up. That's probably about right. I don't know how to describe Gwar. Anyway, Stevie was one of the founding members of Gwar back in, I don't even know when they were formed, mid-70s, I reckon. Anyway, The Resignators, on this day in 2013, put out Down in Flames. Why don't we hear a live version of Rocket Ship? This is The Resignators. We'll be right back.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shopping last Saturday, I was getting some gear and this guy offered to pay. Who's the hunk? I think to myself. For so many years I've been left on the shelf. An old boiler. Then we went walking back down the high street and I felt really proud because he looked so neat. He was a real hard man, tough as they come. He said I was cool, but I still felt like an old boiler. He bid me come out. How could I say no? He said, meet me at 8, round at my place, you know, with my new gear on and a blow-dried hairdo. But in my mind I knew I was still an old boiler. Danced all night long to a nice steady beat, but my hair went to frizz in the terrible heat. My mascara ran and so did my tights, confirming in my sight I must be an old boiler. So we came out of this club, hot and sweaty, so we've been dancing all night, and he says to me, well babe, what you doing then? Well, I think I might get a cab. I said casually, ah no no, come back to my place, I only live just round the corner, you can go home in the morning, yeah? Well, I don't think so, I mean, I've only known you a day, it's a bit soon, isn't it? Give me a ring sometime, yeah? But then he starts to get mad. Listen here, girl. I bought that gear you got on. I paid you in here tonight. I bought you all them drinks and you want to go home, I should have been in cocoa. And then he stormed off. Well, I felt a right mug. Well, you would, wouldn't you? So I ran after him, caught him up. There we are, walking down the street about 100 miles per hour, arm in arm. No talking, atmosphere you could have cut with a knife. There was no one about, nothing to take your mind off it, you know, no cars, not even the occasional stray animal. It was cold and winds whistling through the trees, and blowing newspapers against my legs, so I tripped as I tried to keep up with him. All these little alleyways and railway bridges stink of piss. And all of a sudden he grabbed hold of my arm and he starts to drag me up one of these alleyways and he starts to hit me really hard across the face, you know. He was hitting me and grabbing at me. It was awful because I was so big. Me wasn't tearing at my clothes. There was nothing I could do, honest. I was helpless. And then
He tried to rape me. And there was nothing I could do, Alex. All I could do is scream.
Rowena Dacca of the Body Snatchers with Jerry Demers and the special AKA. Got to number 35 in the UK charts, released on this day in 1982. Now, that track was actually written by the Body Snatchers before they'd even released anything. And the record label wouldn't let them release it. They wanted to go with Let's Do Rocksteady instead. And they never, ever recorded it because, well, they basically split up after about a year anyway, and Rhoda was singing with the Specials, and then the Specials broke up, but Jerry Demers wanted to do it, so Nikki Summers, formerly of the Body Snatchers as well, with Rhoda and Jerry Demers and John Bradbury, all got together and they recorded The Boiler. Got very, very limited airplay across the UK, mainly because of the subject content, but still got to number 35, so Jerry Demers wanted to tell the story, and yeah, he did okay. He did all right. He got it in the charts. So special shout out with that. It's hardly, obviously it's a difficult one to do live. Apparently the Body Snatchers did it live once as well. But there's, I don't know if there's any footage of that anyway. On this day, 1982. Before that, the Resonators. Happy birthday, Stevie Douglas, lead guitarist of the Resonators. But also, Down in Flames was released on this day in 2013. You had a live version of a Rocket Ship off that album. All right, do you want an On This Day in Ska and Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska? Well, you're going to get it. How's this? Michael Hutchence would have been his birthday yesterday, I think. I could have told you how old he was going to be, but what's the point? Unfortunately, Michael no longer with us. In Excess kind of started out as a pseudo ska band, so to speak, but they dabbled in a lot of genres back then. This was one of their first ever songs, I believe. Now, a lot of the band went on to form the Igniters. They were kind of an instrumental ska band, but half of the All-Nighters, half of In Excess. Anyway, that doesn't matter. On This Day in Ska and Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, In Excess, Reckless Ways, live from 1980.
cha cha the drum, cha 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 the cross. Ole matano shi cha 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 cha. Aka cha cha cha, ya ma cha cha cha. No te matano shi kobi saba. Oh, cha cha the drum, cha 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 the cross. Ole matano shi cha 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 cha. Aka cha cha cha, ya ma cha cha cha.
What a tune! La Biche from Shinjuku in Tokyo in Japan. That was off their debut self-titled album, 987 Toys. That's a live version. Now, I clearly haven't been doing my research very well. Japanese ska, they are huge. I mean, they've not really recorded anything since 2012, but they've banged out so many albums. Their third album was even produced by Todd Rundgren. And actually, Todd's, I think, is on tour in Australia fairly soon. They started out kind of along the Madness vibe I'm reading right now. So I'm going to check out more of Lappisch, which means childish or ridiculous in German. Why they called themselves that, I don't know. It must have been a nutty boy thing. So that is a Ska Nation Radio with beefy debut from Lappisch that formed in 1984. So I do apologise to the Lappisch people over there in Shinjuku Prefecture. Anyway, what a tune. I love it. So you will be hearing more from those guys out of Japan. I was going to quickly tell you how many albums. 1, 2, 3. There's about 20 albums. There really is. That's a lot of material. And considering they haven't done anything since 2012, there's a lot to get through. Before that, INXS in Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, an early tune from those guys, a live version of Reckless Ways. I've whipped that off the Stay Young compilation, the 79 to 82 complete compilation. So the reason we played that, not only Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, but it would have been Michael Hutchence's birthday yesterday. Cracking tune as well. How good was it? If they were a pseudo ska band back then, I should listen to that a lot more. All right, it is time for a bit of this.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
Now, this is brand new. Out of Frame from Austria have done a tune that has quite tickled my fancy. The band were called Liquido. They I'm pretty sure they were a dance band or a, you know, whatever it is, EDM. I don't know. They put out a tune, Narcotic, in the 90s. I remember it being all over UK radio. But Out of Frame, just this week, have done a ska cover of Narcotic. So this is Beefy's Cover of the Week.
Touched her face, now cutting back from layers, Mary Jane. And I called her name like an addict to cocaine, calling for the stuff that he'd rather blame. And I touched her face, now cutting back from layers, Mary Jane. And I called her name, my cocaine.
Let you go.
They've been around since 1992. They're from Mendoza in Argentina. Caramelo Santo, Son del Negro, live version there. They are black. From the album 30 Milenios, 30 Millennia. I don't know what it's in reference to, but doesn't really matter, does it? What a tune that is, Caramelo Santo. Before that, Out of Frame from, this is incredible, from Roms in Austria, which is just near the kind of Liechtenstein border. Now, Roms, population 305, and five of them are in a ska band, which is incredible. Could be six even, I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, they've done a cover of Liquido, which were a German rock band, their Narcotic tune from 1998. Now, I thought it was a big hit in the UK, but clearly it wasn't. It was a bigger hit in Australia than it was in the UK. Anyway, doesn't really matter. It was a number one kind of, well, weirdly enough, in Austria, where we just heard Out of Frame. What a set. Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We have flown through this first Ska Pod of the week. Hope you've had as much fun as me, because I've had an absolute ball. This is the world's number one Ska radio show for its professionalism, for its variety, for its fast-witted nature. Mainly because it comes out every week, on time, every time. Thank you for downloading. Keep sharing the gospel of Ska. I really do appreciate you making this show the world's number one. And we will continue to do so. Freshly announced this week, the Porkers have decided that it is the 25th anniversary of Hot Dog Daiquiri. It's actually the 26th, but never mind, things have changed since COVID. Now, they've announced a tour which is going to hit Byron Bay starting Thursday, the 22nd of February. It's going to go right through Brisbane, Caloundra, the Gold Coast, Frankston, The Tote in Melbourne on Saturday, the 2nd of March. Canberra, Newcastle, Brookvale, The Crowbar in Sydney on Thursday, 14th of March. And then Drifter's Wharf in Gosford on the 22nd of March. So check out the Porkers Facebook page and potentially their website. Does anyone go to websites anymore? I'm not sure. But check out theporkers.com.au. All the dates and ticketing information is there. So that's happening next month. It is officially the 25th anniversary of the release of Hot Dog Daiquiri. Can't wait to see the Porkers. Haven't seen them since the Benny's Farewell Show, I think. And that was probably a year and a half ago, possibly even longer. Anyway, the Benny's are back. The Porkers are back. Why don't we hear a track off Hot Dog Daiquiri? This is a live version of Apocalypso. Apocalypso. Don't go away, people. I'll be back. See you soon.
Get a fresh start, gotta find a new space. Won't be going back again, all the things don't wanna face. So I'm back in my collection, gotta find a new place. Looking for a taxi, a bus ride, a ticket, or anywhere but here. Organize my passport, my visa, my future, and get my ass in here. Apocalypso, Apocalypso. What I'm told, still got a beam of more life, gonna work until I'm old. Can't see the point of working 9 to 5 just to go home tired. Me, the boss, knows the eye to eye, so I'm quickly 4 and 5. My recent accommodation has left me impatient. I no longer feel at home. The very presence, it seems like a symptom. So up at the wall I go. Apocalypso, Apocalypso. Apocalypso.
but they'll know by word of mouth tomorrow in the evening. It won't matter how long that I'm gone, my real friends will be fine. I've sought out the true from the false, a perfect test of time. And it won't take me too long to rewrite the rhyme, and I won't be wrong no more. Now I don't know just how, apocalypse now, apocalypse now, my future's so unsure. Apocalypse, 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 apocalypse.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.